You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And welcome into a windy Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM on this April the 9th. 4 weeks since the sports world and basically the world was shut down due to COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Again, seems like a lot longer than that, but hopefully, fingers crossed, the worst is behind us, or at least we're close to it anyway. Keep doing your part as far as stopping the spread of COVID-19, social distancing, do not go out if you don't need to. And you know the rules by now, certainly out there. And we thank you for adhering to those rules. Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM, 1600 AM all over Eastern Iowa. 106.3 in Iowa City, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, and the Gym OT, 107.5 FM also in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash from our studios here off of Wilson Avenue in the southwest side. Also on the southwest side is Mark Dukes today, battening down the hatches, aren't you? It's about a four-club win, man.
Yes, indeed it is, and a few flurries earlier today. Nothing like 1974.
No.
Right?
No.
That was quite the event. But actually, Scott, experiencing some withdrawal today.
You are?
You know, normally, I'd be on the Masters website refreshing the page every 5 minutes. I'd have it on television whenever it came on. And we know what happened there. The Masters, this would have been opening round of the 2020 Masters, but it's been postponed to November. Also would have been opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, albeit on the road at Kane County, but yeah, kind of different.
A lot of things we're missing here today, chief among them the Masters, certainly, and in the golf vein, if you will. And we did talk golf yesterday on Caddy Smack, and if you'd like to revisit that, we have the podcast up and available to you at our website at kgymradio.com. And while you're listening to the podcast, make sure and get yourself some curbside food from one of our local restaurants. We've got a great list publicized and published right there. And check them out. Again, all that at kgymradio.com here today on the Gym Class program, which is presented by Hennings Financial, your retirement rollover specialists. Hennings Financial Incorporated is a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm that is focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. And again, we have more information for you at kgymradio.com. In the golf vein, Mark, I must say, as Super 70 Sports on Twitter so aptly puts, Super Sky Point, up to one of my my favorite athletes and favorite golfers of all time, the great Severiano Ballesteros, would have been 63 years old today. Of course, we lost him a few years ago, a multi-time Masters champion due to cancer, and just a fantastic golfer and a guy I modeled my golf after for a long time.
Yeah, he was not only very good, he's very creative, as you know, especially around the greens. And I was able to watch a little bit of him yesterday as I was, and I know you did too, watching the replay of the 1986 Masters. And Seve had that well in hand, not well in hand, but in hand. I think he was up two or three strokes with a few holes to play. And then came Jack Nicklaus, and Ballesteros made a couple of mistakes. But he was always fun to watch, very animated, but gone too soon, as you mentioned.
Yeah, gone too soon, certainly. So happy birthday to Seve Ballesteros out there. 319-366-1600, that is our text line. Again, available to you at that number, 319-366-1600 is Scott and Mark with you here today. Missing Buttons. Hopefully have him back sooner than later as he rides out COVID-19 here right now. A lot to get to on the program today. We're going to talk with Rick Hartzell from Upper Iowa University, the athletic director. Now, he's more than an athletic director, Mark. What is his official title?
He is vice president of athletics.
Thank you. Vice president of athletics, Rick Hartzell. We will talk with him in about 12, 13 minutes or so. Find out how Division II Upper Iowa is dealing with no sports right now, less revenues, things like that. So we will talk with Rick Hartzell coming up in just a little bit. Speaking of athletic directors, Mark, Gary Barta today with a teleconference from Iowa City, the Iowa athletic director. And nothing earth-shattering, but some interesting things coming out from Iowa City today. As far as what Gary had to say, they also, much like his counterpart in Ames, Jamie Pollard, looking at different models. He told everybody that the Big Ten athletic directors meet on a daily basis to talk things over as far as what the schedules are going to look like, how they can help one another as far as getting through this situation, both as far as an athletic program is concerned, fiscally as well as athletically. If you will. But he said nothing is going to happen as far as the athletic department is concerned through the month of June, through the fiscal year.
Yes, indeed. He also went on to say that he expects pay cuts in fiscal year 2021. I'm sure those budgets are being looked at right now. And also mentioned that the remodeling at Fink Pond Golf Course is nearly complete. The kitchen needs to be finished, and that he's going to let bids for the new wrestling facility. But everything else in that regard is on hold. So we shall see what's going to happen. You know, every athletic director is going through this exercise, and obviously Jamie Pollard took some measures last week, and Barta said he's not ready to do that quite yet, at least through June 30th.
At least through June 30th, as you mentioned. And no personnel cuts or furloughs through June the 30th. He does expect pay cuts for fiscal year 2021. Went on to say that he will not rule out individuals being furloughed or cut, whatever the case may be. Just some of the things that Gary Barta had to say today. As he had a teleconference from down in Iowa City, we'll have some audio on that. I think Todd's going to have audio on that between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock tonight with the Todd Brommelkamp show. And, yeah, I can't wait to see, hopefully, Finkbein next month as the Crandic Tour will be down there. I'm not crossing my fingers. Let's just say that.
If Barta didn't raise any eyes, his counterpart at Wisconsin did.
Whew.
That being Barry Alvarez, who was obviously at Iowa, coached at Mason City. And what he had to say about the return of spring sports athletes kind of raised my eyebrows.
Raised a lot of eyebrows. And I think that we can say safely that Barry Alvarez is the first athletic director to make a comment one way or the other about the NCAA's ruling for an extra year of eligibility for spring athletes. Seniors can come back next year if they choose to, or if your athletic director allows you to. Because Barry Alvarez, I want to make sure I bring up the right wording on this, but Barry Alvarez said basically, excuse me, hold on, everybody, before you start to do that, because it's time for you to move on, as he put it. And he's the first one to really come out and say in a negative light that, okay, whatever the case may be, you spring sport athletes, you know, it's time to move on from your college career. And the genesis of that, Mark, is because, and it's been talked about by a lot of folks, non-athletic directors out there, and if you'd like to comment, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600, is that there's going to be problems as far as rosters are concerned. You only have so many scholarships out there, and if your scholarship is taken by a fifth-year senior, then you're going to have less scholarships to give out to incoming freshmen, for example, or a deserving athlete in a sport that does not have, you know, all the scholarship possibilities that, say, a football or a basketball has. They've deserved it. They're not going to be able to get it. So Barry Alvarez being the first one to come out and say, that's not going to be the case. You know, thank you very much for being here at the University of Wisconsin, but don't let the door hit you in the fanny on the way out.
Pretty much what he said, and whether that's fair or not, whether it's insensitive, that's for you to, you know, determine and shape your own opinion. But I'm sure it has a lot to do with, you know, what you just described in terms of scholarships and whatnot. I believe Gary Barta, the Iowa athletic director, said today he was aware of perhaps 20 seniors who expressed desire to return next season, but said that it would happen within the existing budget. So we know that these seniors, whatever they're getting in scholarship money this year, they can be offered the equivalent amount next year, or those scholarships could be reduced. So I think it's going to be a different situation for each of those seniors, unless you're at Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is from the Wisconsin State Journal that was published today. Todd Maluski with this particular piece. A statement from the University of Wisconsin regarding this matter, and quote, Wisconsin has made the decision to not pursue waivers that would extend the eligibility of our senior student athletes. And that, another quote, student athletes in their fourth year of eligibility have concluded their careers with us. Now, I guess that doesn't mean you cannot enter the transfer portal and move on, or whatever the case may be, but you're not going to be playing at the University of Wisconsin next year if you're a tennis player or a golfer or whatever that case may be, if you're a senior out there.
Yeah, Barry Alvarez saying time to move on. And it just sounded like a, you know, dad telling you to get out of the house, you know, when you're 18, 20 years old. But I have not seen any reaction from the athletes. I'd be interested to read anything in that regard.
Very much interested out there. Very much interested. Your thoughts? Welcome again at 319-366-1600. That is the text line today at 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Is Wisconsin doing the right thing as far as their senior athletes, spring athletes, are concerned, telling them that thank you, but no thank you. We're going to move on with the freshmen that we have coming in. Maybe Barry Alvarez just has something against spring sports or something. I don't think he was not the guy that got rid of baseball at Wisconsin, though. So
he may have done this for a very good reason, Scott, and some of the things that we've talked about here in terms of scholarships and whatnot, trying not to muddy the waters. I do wonder if he would feel different if he had a son or daughter on one of the spring sports teams in this situation.
Could be. Now, it does not mean that every senior is going to come back. That has been well documented. Some are very much looking forward to coming back. Some have already lined up a job going on with the next part of their life. They can't come back. And it just depends, I think, on how your personal settings are as far as the middle of April, coming up in the middle of April anyway. So, but Barry's just kind of being fatherly and helping you find the door a little bit more, I think. Get out there. Find a job. That's what he's saying, I guess. 319-366-1600. If you would like to comment on Barry Alvarez or Gary Barta today. Speaking of Iowa City, good to hear Kirk Ferentz on Golic and Wingo yesterday. We're going to play a little bit of audio, a couple of audio clips from Kirk Ferentz's appearance on ESPN Radio. We'll do that coming up before 4 o'clock here today as well. It talked about Tristan Wirfs and his getting ready for the draft and his career at Iowa and looking ahead. And also talked kind of about the culture as far as Iowa City is concerned and how things are taking place and how things are being shaped a little bit by the fight against COVID-19. So we'll play those before 4 o'clock for you today as well. Coming up tonight, very excited about this for you. We've got more of our classic Westwood One broadcast coming your way this evening. We're going to shift from the world of men's college basketball to the world of the National Football League. It'll be the 2010 wild card game between the Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals. It was the 2009 season, but it was the 2009-2010 playoffs. And that will be coming up tonight. We'll have that game for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And that will be broadcast, as I mentioned, from Westwood One, just the way it sounded back in January of 2010. It was a wild one, and Packer fans may not be as happy at the end of it as the Cardinal fans.
Probably not. And you know who the quarterback was on that Arizona team? We all know him very well.
Was that Mr. Warner?
That was Kurt Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Playing for Ken Wisenhunt. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald was playing back in the day on that team. And you know, Arizona had 6 Pro Bowlers that year. And a really good team. And this is a really good game. I hope you can catch it tonight.
Yeah, and we'll have it at 7 o'clock for you on 107.5, the Jim OT, along with 106.3 FM. And that should be a lot of fun. Before 4 o'clock, we'll get you those Kirk Ferentz comments, and we'll also let you know about our Friday topic coming up tomorrow as well. But we're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to talk with the Vice President of Athletics. I got that right, didn't I? Vice President
indeed
of Athletics. Rick Hartzell up at Upper Iowa University in Fayette. And we'll find out what's happening with the Peacocks in the Northern Sun Conference in Division II. And we'll do that when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class for this Thursday here at KGYM, being presented, as always, by Hennings Financial. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard, and when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things: your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day, average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide, or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. Will serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
Time crunchers, run with us on a John Deere Z535MZ track mower, built to mow better, faster. Because sometimes you're up against the clock. Like Sunday evening when you've got to cut the grass before the family gets back. So you mow at full throttle with razor-sharp precision, thanks to the Excel Deep mower deck. And when your family's right around the corner, you're already done. This is more than just grass, it's pride. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Z500 for more.
324 back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM for this Thursday. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes with you here as we take it through the 4 o'clock hour, presented by Hennings Financial, our presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program here each and every day for you right here on KGYM. Again, we got that classic NFL coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 7 o'clock. It'll be the Packers and the Cardinals from 2010, January 2010, the 2009 season, the playoffs from that year. Kurt Warner, Aaron Rodgers, all kinds of points in that particular ball game. Going to talk with our next guest, Rick Hartzell, the Vice President of Athletics at Upper Iowa University, not athletic director, vice president of athletics, and joining us from up at, well, I don't know, are you on campus, Rick? Are you in Fayette? Where are you at today?
I'm in Cedar Falls today. We trade off how many days we all go in, my administrative staff, so today was my work from home day, so I'm enjoying it. You want to know the truth?
Watching it snow.
Well, we just, it's really, you guys will find this interesting, I think. I mean, athletics, the world works a little different, but we just had our first Zoom all-staff meeting, 60 or 70 of us on Zoom. In fact, they're still going on. I'm watching them on my computer here across the room while I talk to you guys. So the world has changed on all of us, and I think everybody's trying to adjust, and athletics isn't any different.
Rick, we've talked to Division One, Division Three, our representatives in the past here, and Upper Iowa being the only Division Two school in the state. Describe how it's been on campus, the athletes, since everything was shut down. What did the Northern Sun Conference do right away?
Well, we did pretty much the same as everybody else. You know, we shut down all of the athletically related activities as quickly as we could. And then everybody kind of at their own pace determined what they were going to do with their particular campuses. And, you know, Upper Iowa has a little advantage. We've been in online learning for a long time, 30 years or so. So it was relatively easy for us to shift all of our student athletes to, you know, that online platform. So we've done that. We only have about 20 students left on campus. We've allowed them to stay there because, you know, and this isn't the happiest news, but quite frankly, that's the safest place for some of them, or they're from out of the country, or they can't afford to get home or whatever. So we have some students there, only a couple of athletes, and, you know, we've tried to treat them the best we possibly could. So we've got all these young men and women at home doing their academic work online, and that's not a huge challenge for most of them. However, there are some 18 and 19-year-old males there that we have to keep pretty close track of. So to be sure that they're getting their academic work done. So, you know, we've adjusted just like everybody else has. And, you know, I think we feel like we're in pretty good shape. We're still recruiting as best we can and trying to get ready for the fall.
Trying to get ready for the fall, indeed. And, of course, that's the next thing to look at. And I'm sure that you and the other athletic directors of the conference have gotten together very regularly and have probably about, what, Plan A through Plan M or something like that right now as the fall goes anyway.
Well, it's really interesting. It's kind of all over the place. We have several schools in our league that are out of the Minnesota system, University of Minnesota system. And they're very worried about what's going to happen with them in terms of finances and all of those things. So we've talked a lot about that. We have started to talk in the last few days about whether or not we think we could play this fall's season, football, soccer, volleyball, cross country, next spring or not. And, you know, that doesn't sound so bad, but when you've got a smaller staff and smaller operations group. So if you happen to catch a day in the spring where you had football, baseball, softball, soccer, volleyball, you know, that would be hard to pull off. But we've started to talk about that. I don't think anybody is, you know, panicked yet because there's a lot of moving parts here and this thing can change fast, as we all know. But you know, we are talking about those kind of plans, that's for sure. And, we'll do whatever we have to do. The bottom line is you can't go out and recruit these students at any level and then not give them a chance to compete. So that's what we're looking at, alternative methods to see if we can put a plan together to do that.
Rick, am I correct that Division II schools like yours, like Division I, those spring sports athletes can come back?
They can't come back. Oh, you mean in terms of eligibility? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, they can. And we have, you guys know me a little bit. I try to be honest. You know, we have about 30 or so of those seniors that in our spring sports. And some of them we'd like to have back, and some of them, you know, we'd prefer they graduate. And some of them, they would prefer to graduate, quite honestly. So, you know, we're working our way through that. We haven't asked anybody to make a final decision about that yet, whenever they're kind of ready. But for example, we had 16 baseball seniors, and we think 7 or 8 of them are going to be interested to come back and play and regain their year of eligibility. So, we'll see how that goes. They did call most of us, most of the ADs, and asked our opinion on the winter sports eligibility, and that was a complicated situation because we had a couple of wrestlers that were at the National Division II wrestling meet in Sioux Falls, and they both had a chance to win it, and they both have lost that opportunity, and they're just not going to get another chance to do it. So, but it was very complicated. You know, people look at it and say, well, just give them their year back. Well, it isn't that easy because some basketball seasons were over, some weren't. So it was going to get really complicated and extraordinarily expensive. And so all those factors had to be taken into consideration when we went about this.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Barry Alvarez coming out today and saying that the University of Wisconsin is telling their seniors to move on. It's the first athletic director, no matter what level, that I've heard make a comment one way or the other as far as their spring sport senior athletes are concerned anyway. But, you know, like you said, as far as the winter guys and gals are concerned, there are a lot of factors you got to take in. From roster limits to scholarship limits, there's so many things that you have to factor in.
Well, here's a perfect example. Our senior wrestler, who was ranked number 2 and had a great draw, Nick Baumler out of West Union, 2-time All-American, chance to be a national champion, first time in his life. Would we like him to get his year back? Sure we would, because he's our guy, and we've brought him along, and he's done all the work, and he wants the dream. But we've got a young guy behind him that we recruited who was taking a redshirt year this year who then would look at that and say, wait a minute, you know, I couldn't beat Baumler last year. I'm certainly not going to be able to beat him next year. And now I'm going to go somewhere else. And, you know, you don't want that to happen either. So, and it becomes a trickle down. You know, if those four or five wrestlers get their year back, then we've got young people recruited in the classes behind them that if they don't get their year back, then you have a mess, you know, that people most people wouldn't have thought about. And, you know, I agree with Barry Alvarez. We did the same very quietly. You know, we encouraged some of those seniors, all of them, frankly, to go ahead and get on with their lives if they wanted to. But we also said, if you want to come back, we will certainly honor that. So it gets, it gets pretty sticky. What you want to do is give kids an opportunity to play, but they also, need to get out into the workforce if they're ready to do that. And we've tried to encourage them to be thoughtful about that process.
Rick, your counterparts at Iowa State and Iowa have weighed in, as you know, Jamie Pollard last week, trimming some salaries and said the incentives are going to be affected. Gary Barta said today, nothing's really going to change, at least through June 30th, but it will affect fiscal year 2021 budgets. What about at Upper Iowa?
Well, we furloughed some people on campus this week, 28 in athletics, 17 full-time and 11 part-time. And that sounds maybe a little worse than it is. I mean, I'm a guy that tries to build a family and tries to build a department that cares about each other and tries to build a department that will take care of each other. So to have to furlough people is not any fun because it puts a dent in that culture. I mean, there's no doubt about that. However, in this case, all but one of those people will make more money per month furloughed than they would have working because of the $600 a month federal unemployment benefit and 40% of your salary. The issue is trying to get through to the Iowa Workforce Development Office, and it's certainly not their fault given the overload of people that are trying to get through. So, that's one thing. However, all those people will be brought back. So, you know, we're looking forward to having everybody back together in the fall and somehow trying to, you know, piece the good culture that we had built back together. But other than that, you know, we don't expect budget cuts. And quite frankly, we think we can take advantage of some of the, competitively, and I don't want that to sound wrong, competitive advantage that some of these other schools might be having that aren't positioned quite as well as we are. So, you know, we think it'll work out okay. And, we're hoping to, upgrade the quality of some of these programs and give our young people a chance to compete at a higher level in this very difficult league that we're in. So, and we don't have, large bonuses like Iowa State do, so it doesn't impact us quite as much. We do some bonus things, but not at their level. So we can manage all that, and we've got a plan for it. So, like everybody else, we're looking forward to getting back to normal here, as soon as it's feasible.
Rick Hartzell joining us at 3:36, Vice President of Athletics at Upper Iowa University, up in Fayette here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. One aspect of sports that is still moving on is esports. And, of course, you're very familiar with esports up at Upper Iowa. You guys have had it for a couple of years. And some people are predicting that this may be the genesis of esports taking off as far as the country is concerned. And I'm sure that gets your attention right away because you guys are dealing with that.
Well, to say that I know a lot about it is stretching the truth, but I hang out with those guys and gals a little bit, and I watch what they do, and I mean it's really amazing. But I think you look at esports and you look at this iRacing that you see on television and all those things, and you look at virtual staff meetings and all the stuff that's going on. So you've got to believe that this will give the esports world an uptick. Our guys and gals have had some fun with it. There's some interesting sidelights to that. We had to lock the room because we couldn't get them we got this room set aside with all the computers and the chairs and all this stuff. And, you know, we had to put a curfew on it because we'd go by there at 6 a.m. and they'd still be in there from the night before. They wouldn't be studying. And, you know, so it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's been fun. You know, we competed against a bunch of Division I institutions this year. I think we went 1-1 against Iowa in a certain game that they play, and we beat Kansas and so on. So, it's been fun to see it evolve, and hopefully we can keep it going and grow it. And if this, you know, pandemic allows us to do that, I guess that's one of the very few, you know, kind of positive offshoots of that.
Hey, Rick, I want to go a different avenue here for a minute. You officiated college basketball at a very high level, and one of the things I thought of when things were shut down, the Big Ten tournament was first canceled, then the NCAA tournament, whatnot. Officials, I don't know how many different cities you were in on a given week, but I thought to myself, officials would really be exposed as much as anybody in college basketball. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. When it happened, when this thing first broke, I checked in with a few of my good buddies that I still stay in contact with, and I think all of them were worried. Several of them were around tournaments where they knew that or they found out that other guys had been positive. And, you know, you're in an airplane every day and you're flying all over, and, you know, you don't have any, you don't have any real understanding even where you're at some days. You know, you just show up and go through the airport and get on another airplane. So, and a couple of the NBA guys I know, you know, were carrying it. So, yeah, I think you're right on. It's surprising that there wasn't more of it, you know, maybe than there was. But, you know, those guys that do that, and I was one of them, they're strange creatures. You know, you only get paid if you get there and work the game, so you're going to get there to work the game somehow. And a lot of times you put your life in a little bit of jeopardy trying to do that foolishly, quite honestly, and I've done it myself. But it's a group of folks that are dedicated and they care, and they also want to cash some checks. So they'll do just about anything. And it's no surprise that there were some of them that got sick.
Mm, yeah. And we wish the best for those folks out there, certainly. And things are moving along as far as Upper Iowa athletics are concerned. I know facility wise, boy, things are just every year it seems like the facilities get better and better, and I know you got a big part of that along with your boosters back there in Fayette. But as you mentioned, it is a very tough league that you guys reside in the Northern Sun, and it is Division II, but it is still very, very good as far as athletics are concerned.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, Augustana in our league beat Iowa in basketball here a few years ago, and then won the Division II national championship. And, you know, Mankato is always there in football. And a lot of our programs could play in the bottom half of the valley. I mean, they couldn't compete in the middle to the top. But a lot of our programs would be very representative in Division I. And, you know, we're trying to keep up with some of those places. It's not easy. For a variety of reasons. We don't expect it to be, and we don't apologize for it. But, you know, we've made some progress. Really excited about both of our basketball programs and our wrestling next winter. We changed football coaches, and I think that's going to make a big difference. And, you know, the interesting thing about our football is we can recruit right down the corridor, you know, West Union to Waterloo to Cedar Rapids and beyond, and we can get all the football players we need if we can find the right guys. So trying to get that going, and it's really been fun. It's a great little place, you know, a lot of challenges. We do have a couple facility needs that we're working hard on, but it's been great for me. It's revitalized me and brought me back to life after, you know, leaving you and I, a place that I loved and cared about. But this has been a good thing, and we've got great young people, and majority of them Iowa kids, and that's really our focus. KCRG in Cedar Rapids has helped us. They put a bunch of our games on television. You know, we've got a good internet kind of portal, and Joe Stacy does our football. That's good. And so it's fun. Lots and lots of fun. One of the things I would be remiss if I didn't mention, we fully expect to get the 2023 and hopefully 2025 Division II wrestling national championships again. And we bring those to the Five Seasons Center in Cedar Rapids. And that's just been a tremendous partnership. And the city of Cedar Rapids has been so good with us. So we're hoping to bring it back once for sure, and twice, we hope, and would like to continue to do some events in Cedar Rapids for both, you know, our students and our campus and for the city of Cedar Rapids. So it's a good partnership.
Hey, Rick, Scott did roll out the red carpet for you in the studio. I just wanted to let you know that, okay?
Well, I like it when he uses that vice president title. That makes me feel so nice. It's that's what happens when you get old, Mark. You know, you get old, they give you nice titles. They don't give you any more money. They just give you a good title and say, get your butt to work. So,
I hear you. Yeah.
Good. But I appreciate Scott doing that. He's always been good to me over all these years, so I'm not surprised.
Well, appreciate that, and appreciate you coming on, Rick. And, yeah, we'll let you get going, and best of luck to everyone up in Fayette, and keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll be talking about on-field and on-court and et cetera sports here before too long.
That'd be great. Thank you so much, you guys, for having me on, and anytime you want me, give me a call, and I really respect and appreciate what you guys do for sports in the area over all these years. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Rick Hartzell, the vice president of athletics at Upper Iowa University. See, we'll throw it out there one more time, Mark.
Interesting perspective, I thought, on Division II and what's going on in the Upper Iowa and the Northern Sun League. You know, there's so much focus usually on Division I and Iowa and Iowa State, even you and I, that, I mean, there's a lot of area athletes that are competing at Upper Iowa, and nice to have Rick on.
It is, and I find it very interesting, and you got to wonder how many, especially non-Division I, and I understand where Rick is coming from. Now we've heard from Barry Alvarez, but just as far as the spring sport athlete is concerned, and we knew they wouldn't all come back, but I wonder how many have been told in not so certain terms that, you know, it's time to go on to postgraduate work.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Very true. All right, 3:45. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll hear a little bit from Kirk Ferentz on Golic and Wingo on ESPN, and we'll do that when we return after this. It is a Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid. But if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Foundation 2. They're great listeners. Just call 319-362-2174. Or if you'd rather text, no problem, go to yourlifeiowa.org and start a conversation. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or MaxLife motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
There may be no games.
No practices.
No high fives.
But we're all still part of a team.
And we all have a role to play.
Right now, that means keeping our distance.
But still checking on each other.
Helping the most vulnerable.
And supporting our heroes.
That are keeping us safe.
Sports may be paused.
But the best parts
are needed now more than ever.
So let's all do our part
to help our team.
Right now.
Hashtag one team, ESPN. Back with you at 3:48 here in the gym class on KGYM. Again, our thanks to Rick Hartzell for joining us. Going to have a topic for you coming up tomorrow. We'll let you know what that topic subject will be here in just a little bit. On our text line at 319-366-1600, 6429 weighing in on Barry Alvarez. In case you missed it, the Wisconsin athletic director saying that Wisconsin spring senior athletes not going to be welcome back to Madison next year to participate in sports. And 6429 saying Barry Alvarez would be singing a different tune if those seniors were in a revenue sport or could help their team win a championship. And he adds, or she adds, yes, I am a skeptic and a cynic. But, yeah, we'll see what – if this was football, I wonder how things would be, Mark. I really do.
Well, there's no question about it. And I don't know that Barry Alvarez would kick a first-team All-Big Ten offensive tackle out the door should that tackle want to return. Of course, he might be ready for the NFL, but it may be a totally different tune. Yeah.
Could be. Could be a different tune out there. Speaking of football, Kirk Ferentz, Iowa football coach, was a guest on Golic and Wingo on ESPN Radio, which you can hear weekday mornings on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. And talked about a variety of subjects, and we'll get to Tristan Wirfs here coming up first. Of course, Tristan getting ready to hear his name called, and that will be a week from today. No, 2 weeks from today, Mark. 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact, for the first round of the NFL draft, which will not be done live. It's going to be done over the it's going to be done electronically. If you will. So Kirk Ferentz talking about Tristan Wirfs and exactly who he is.
We've had two guys win the Outland, Brandon Sheriff and Robert Gallery. And I'm pretty confident Tristan would have if he were a senior. But, you know, my point there is that both those guys were fifth-year players. So they had redshirted and then developed along the way. Tristan, we had a couple injuries 3 years back. So Tristan had to play as a true freshman. So he's really the first true freshman to play tackle here. And the tackle opposite of him was a redshirt freshman. So he's the first true freshman to play tackle for us. Played pretty well, considering the next year played better and played well last year. But I guess where I'm going on this whole thing, he's still 2 years away from being where Gallery or Sheriff were at that point. So I think you're getting a guy who's got great upside. He's a player that works extremely hard. He's a tremendous young person. His mom has done a great job raising he and his sister. They're just a tremendous family. So, you know, fortunately for us, he grew up 20 miles north of here. Otherwise, he would have been at a more, notable school probably. So he's been a delight to work with. And I think his upside's just, you know, boundless.
Upside is boundless. And boy, yeah, when I heard that, I immediately remembered, yeah, he did play as a freshman. Tackle. you forget those things over the advance of time, I guess, and what we're going through right now.
Yeah, as an 18-year-old, and that was, you know, you forget this is still a young man. And I think Kirk's very, very accurate in terms of, you know, there is a lot of upside there. And I found it interesting that he might be a couple years in development years away from Sheriff or Gallery. And Sheriff, by the way, just assigned a $15 million tender with the Redskins. So very soon, Tristan Wirfs won't have to clip coupons anymore.
No, a couple weeks. And as Kirk mentioned, Tristan's mom just deserves all kinds of praise for how she has raised not only Tristan, but his sister as well. And yes, very much should get a lot of praise in there. Coach also talked a little bit about the prospect of what things could look like, if we don't have football coming up.
From a revenue standpoint, it's certainly important to every athletic department. You know, it's just such a main source of revenue and TV interest, those types of things. And then, beyond it, obviously, are the people involved. And I learned that my first year here as an assistant was 1981. And I'd come from the University of Pittsburgh where, the focus was more so on the Steelers than it was the Panthers, unfortunately. And we had a great team, but it's just, I came out here and they'd had 19 straight losing seasons. And my first game as an assistant, 1981, the place is sold out. Everybody, we were the Steelers of the state, basically. So with that, there's a real economic boom to the area, the surrounding area. And everybody suffers when things aren't right. And we're certainly seeing that, across our entire country right now. It's just very unfortunate.
Kirk Ferentz talking about how things could be, and are right now without sports and without all the services going on right there. And again, kudos to everybody out there on the front lines, from the folks stocking shelves at the local grocery stores and whatnot to all our emergency services folks out there. Big thank you from all of us here at KGYM at 3:54. Let's go ahead and take our final break, Mark. We'll come back. We'll let everybody know about our topic for tomorrow, and then we'll talk a little bit about what would have been the final report of Bowling Night in America. It will be, I guess, the final report of Bowling Night in America, but we'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. Scott and Mark with you on a Thursday, back with more on The Gym Class, presented by Hennings Financial on KGYM.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it, and that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Back with you in the Gym Class on KGYM here on this Thursday edition of the program. Also on the text line, available to you at 319-366-1600, Mark, 0558, letting us know a lot of rumors on the internet saying that Mark Perry is soon to be named the head coach at Arizona State. Of course, Mark Perry, the former four-time All-American for the Hawkeyes back in the late 2000s, so... be a good guy to get in if you're Arizona State. I'll say that.
I haven't seen that, but we'll follow up for sure.
Yeah, so we'll keep an ear to the ground as far as that one is concerned. The internet is always right, as we know. Mark, it would have been our final night of Bowling Night in America last night, and we do have news associated with Bowling Night in America, and this wrap-up brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Tom and everybody. And remember, once this is all over and behind us, bowling would be a great place to go out with all your family and friends and just to have a great night out there with Glow Bowling. And maybe you'll even get signed up for the summer leagues or look ahead to a fall league, if you will, because we're doing that, Mark, right?
Indeed. And yeah, I got a call last night from our assistant secretary, I guess it would be, and the season is called off. We were suspended with four weeks remaining, and now it's been called off, and wisely so, I think. But another season in the books, and I think I've been in this league for, I think, three decades.
Oh, don't say it.
First time that this has ever happened, so unfortunate, but it makes a lot of sense, and not only going to miss the guys out there, but I'm going to miss those May City Tenderloins, Scott.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. They're very underrated. Very underrated.
Very
That's
good.
One of the first things I'm going to do.
Try one. Maybe they have takeout. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't want to have everybody lined up at the door right now. But anyway, thanks to May City, and looking forward to another year of Bowling Night in America, hopefully starting the Wednesday after Labor Day. Mark it down, everybody. Tomorrow we got a topic. It's Friday, Mark, and you came up with this one.
Yes, who is that person in sports, past or present, you most despise? The person in sports you most despise, past or present, and we're going to ask you to show a little of your work come tomorrow.
Yes, please do. So looking forward to that coming up tomorrow, and we will get your responses at 319-366-1600 on the text line. And Mark, batten down the hatches, everything there with the wind, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Be safe, everyone.
All right. Yes, be safe, everyone. Stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show next on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3.